Narayana namaskritya naram caiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudiraye nashta pareshva bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki. We're reading chapter 30 now, introduction. This chapter, the gopis search for Krishna, this chapter describes how the gopis tormented through the long night by separation from Krishna, wandered like madwomen from forest to forest in search of him. When Sri Krishna suddenly disappeared from the arena of the rasa dance, the gopis, their minds fully absorbed in thoughts of him, began looking for him in the various forests. From all the moving and non-moving creatures, they asked for news of Krishna's whereabouts. Finally, they became so distraught that they began imitating his pastimes. Later, while wandering in a corner of the forest, the gopis saw Sri Krishna's footprints, which appeared mixed with Srimati Radharani's. Seeing these footprints perturbed them greatly, and they declared that surely Srimati Radharani must have worshipped Krishna with unusual excellence, since she had been privileged to associate with him in seclusion. Further along the path, the gopis came to a place where they could no longer see Srimati Radharani's footprints. Then they concluded that Krishna must have taken Radharani onto his shoulders. In another place, they noticed that Krishna's footprints were showing only the toes, and thus the gopis concluded he had been picking flowers with which to decorate his beloved. In yet another spot, the gopis saw signs that led them to imagine that Sri Krishna had been tying the locks of Srimati Radharani's hair. All these thoughts brought pain to the gopis' minds. Because of special attention she received from Krishna, Sri Radha began to consider herself the most fortunate of women. She told him that she could no longer walk no further and that he would have to carry her on his shoulders. But just then, Krishna disappeared from her sight. Srimati Radharani, extremely troubled, then began looking everywhere for him. And when she finally met her gopi girlfriends, she related to them what had happened. All the gopis then went out to look for Krishna in the forest, going as far as the moonlight reached. But in the end, they were unsuccessful, so they went back to the shore of Yamuna and simply sang Krishna's glories in utter helplessness. First verse. Sri Suka Ubacha. Antarhite Bhagavati. Sahasaiva Vrajangana. Atapyantam achakshana karinya iva yutapam antahite bhagavati sasaiva vrajangana atapyantam achakshana karinya iva yutapam. Sukadeva Goswami, I'm going to do the next one. That has a purport, so we'll chant that. I'll just read the English. When Lord Krishna disappeared so suddenly, the gopis felt great sorrow at losing sight of him, like a group of female elephants who have lost their mate. Oh, he might. Verse 2, text 2. Gatyanuraga smita vimshik vibram. Mekshitair Katyanuraga Smita Vim Mekshitair Katyanuraga Smita Vibramakshitair Manoramalapa Vihara Vibramai Akshipta Chitta Pramadara Mapates Tastha vichesta jagrahustaratmaka Yatyanuraga smita vibramekshitayar Nano ramalapa vihara vibramai Akshipta chitta pramadaramapates Tastha vichesta jagrahustaratmaka. Gatyanuraga smita vibramekshitaya. Malapa vihara vibramai. Akshipta chitta pramada ramapati. Nastava chitta jagrahusta dhatmaka. Katyanu raga smita vibramekshita. Ramalapa vihara vibramai. Akshipta chitta pramada ramapates. Nastava chitta jagrahusta dhatmaka. Someone else. Gatyanu raga smita vibramekshitaya. Nano ramalapa vihara vibramai. Okay, Gatya, by his movements, Anuraga, affectionate, Smita, smiles, Vibrama, playful, Ikshitai, and glances, Manoram, charming, Alapa, by his talking, Vihara, playing, Vibramai, and other allurements, akshipta, overwhelmed, chitta, whose hearts, pramada, the girls, rama, pate, of the husband of rama, the goddess of fortune, or of the master of beauty and opulence, ta-ta, each of those, vicheshta, wonderful activities, jagrahu, they enacted, tat atmaka, absorbed in him. Translation. As the cowherd women remembered Lord Krishna, their hearts were overwhelmed by his movements and loving smiles, his playful glances and enchanting talks, and by the many other pastimes he would enjoy with them. Thus absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, the Lord of Rama, the gopis began acting out his various transcendental pastimes. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes the following charming exchange between Krishna and the gopis. Krishna said to a gopi, "My dear land lily, are you going to offer your honey to this very thirsty honeybee or not?" The gopi replied, "My dear bee, the husband of the lilies is not the sun. It's the sun, not the bee. So why are you claiming that my honey belongs to you? My dear lily, the very nature of you lilies, is that you don't give your honey to your husband, the sun, but rather to your paramour, the bee." The gopi, defeated by the words of Krishna, laughed, then gave him her lips as honey to drink. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti also describes the following conversation. Krishna said to a gopi, "Ah, I can understand that as you approached this nipa tree standing here, you were bitten by an audacious snake. Its venom has already reached your chest, but since you are a respectable maiden, you haven't asked me to cure you. Still, I've come, being merciful by nature. Now, while I massage your body with my hands, I shall chant a mantra to counteract the serpent's poison." The gopi said, "But my dear snake charmer, no snake has bitten me. Go massage the body of some girl who actually has suffered a snake bite. Come now, my dear respectable girl, from your trembling voice, I can tell that you're experiencing a feverish reaction to poisoning. Knowing this, if I don't take care of you, I'll be guilty of killing an innocent woman, so let me treat you." With this, Krishna applied his fingernails to the gopi's chest. This So that's Vishwanath Chakravarti's realization. Katya anuraga smita vibram ekshitayar mano ramalapa vihara vibramai akshita chitta pramadaramapate tatastavacheshta jagrahus tadatmakam. As the cowherd women remembered Lord Krishna, their hearts were overwhelmed by his movements and loving smiles, his playful glances and enchanting talks, and by the many other pastimes he would enjoy with them. Thus absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, the Lord of Rama, the gopis began acting out his various transcendental pastimes. So the first verse said that Krishna disappeared, so suddenly the gopis felt sorrow at losing sight of him, like a group of female elephants who have lost their mate. And Vishwanath Chakravarti has embellished this sloka with his transcendental poetry and realizations. He's giving us a glimpse into the mentality of these gopis, what the pastimes are really like, going back and forth, these conversations. Because in the verse here, we're seeing that what the gopis were thinking about is his smiles, movements, playful glances, enchanting talks, and by many other pastimes he would enjoy with them. Thus absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, the Lord of Rama, the gopis began acting on his various transcendental paths. So see, these are some of the things they were thinking about that had happened. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, there's one prayer, one of the statements or prayers by Bhishmadeva where he gives us a little preliminary glance. When he was about to leave his body, Bhishmadeva, we know that he was in the mood of chivalry. He was thinking of Arjuna, Parthasarathi, the battlefield, but he was thinking also of the gopis. And one of the verses there described Lalita Gati Vilasa Vagohasa. Lalita Gati Vilasa means the charming, beautiful activities. And similar thing, Lalita, gopi, but Lalita means charming. Lalita Gati Vilasa Vagohasa Prakriti. And he described there with the gopis. He wanted to think of the similar thing, although he was in this mood of a kshatriya. So that's an amazing thing for us. Prakriti magang kila yasha gopad badva. It says, kritta mano kritta vatya unmadanda. In that verse, he describes kritta, that they were imitating. Kritta mano kritta means to imitate the activities. Kvachit rudranjak achuta chintayak kvachit. Krishna himself in the 11th canto describes this with the devotee when he gets a little advanced, very advanced, or a little, depending how much we want to get advanced. Sometimes, kvachit rudant yachuta chintaya kvachit nandanti, hasanti nandanti vadanti lokika. This verse describes, I think it's in chapter 3 or something like that. Sometimes he's thinking and just like the gopis, totally absorbed in nandanti, asanti nandanti. He's laughing to himself. He's thinking of these pastimes himself. There's not restricted to the gopis what they're thinking, but we're meant to enter into it. That's why we're reading about it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has come to give this same thing, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Asvadhyaya Asvadayam Bhaktam. Prema Bhaktam Shikshayat. Prema Diksham Shikshayat. So Mahaprabhu is Namo Mahavada Nyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Without hearing from Vishwanath Chakravarti Arajo Bhagavan Bhajay Shatana, Ramya Kachu Gopalswami. Many times Srila Prabhupada, all our acharyas have quoted this verse from Vishwanath Chakravarti. We heard it the other day also. The mood of these gopis, Ramya Kachu Gopalswami Bhajavadu. Vargena ya kalpita shimad bhagatam pramanam amalam prema pumartha maham. That the goal, the value, artha of life, right now we have so many anartha, things that are not valuable, they're useless. Therefore, Bhagavatam itself, the entire Bhagavatam, is meant anartho pasamam sakshat. Vyasadeva is given. He sat in trance, composed the Bhagavatam, and by the instruction of Narada Muni, because most people are maddened by the material energy. This also Kaviraj says in the beginning of one of his Gyanamatam Bhuvanam Dayalo Apramaya. He's come to make us mad with love of God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all his associates, Panchatattva. When they see that the devotees, all living entities, are become mad with ecstasy, then they feel great bliss. So our only real hope of this life is to satisfy the Panchatattva, all our acharyas, Bhakta Sanivas, Rupa Raghunatha Pade, and to study, read this, these slokas again and again. Rupa Goswami has, I think it's Rupa Goswami, Smitankara, I was thinking of this word, Smitankara, it's Kaviraj Goswami, I think, Govindalilamrita. But anyway, it's in the first canto where it describes that all the gopis are going up on their high palaces and they're seeing Krishna coming back from the forest. It's Rupa Goswami, it's the Keshavastakam. Upetyapati Sundari Vijayanam. Upetyapati Sundari. Anyway, in that, I think it's that verse, this word is used, Smitan Kora, he sprinkling on them his glances, his smiling on the gopis, and they become so ecstatic by this sprinkling. Here they're experiencing also this separation, the first verse, losing sight. So what happens? Do they just say, okay, let's just go to the movies, let's just go and get a beer? No. They're in ecstasy. So even Mahaprabhu has given us the hint. Ashlishyava padaratam panashtumam adarshanam. Adarshanam. Because we may be only getting a little glimpse. It doesn't mean that we have to give up. Shradhan vato nashunaya ratavarniya. This word shradha, ado shradha, is not a, it's an unlimited word because it means also enthusiasm, eagerness. Sashrada danasya vivardamana karoti pungsan. The more we have enthusiasm, then our attraction to the material world is gone. Utsaham. So therefore, all these verses are impetus for that we should become enthusiastic. Srila Prabhupada gave so many clear instructions also that as soon as we're not enthusiastic, oh, I cannot rise from Mangalarga, I cannot go to Bhagavatam, I don't feel like going to so many. These simple sadhana, this is given, this is not like the highest thing, this is simply like military drill. We think it is. Prabhupada used to laugh and say, the ordinary persons, they think this is very dry or some God consciousness. And he was laughing to himself. Just like Kaviraj Goswami is also, he's getting some, he says, Abhakta Ustrera, ho inapravej. He said, I have to speak about Krishna, about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate things, but I will do it in such a way that the fools will never understand it anyway. Or the fools are not attracted. Of course, Mahaprabhu wants everyone attracted. It's his desire. How can they be delivered? He's asking Thakur Haridas. So, Kaviraj Goswami is saying, actually, that's also funny in a way. Of course, the Vaishnavas are Banchakalpaturubhyascha Kipa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanigo Vaishnava. We offer all respects because they're desire trees. They're full of compassion for all living entities. At the same time, it's kind of funny for them. It's like Srila Prabhupada or Kaviraj Goswami are thinking, they're not attracted to what, no. So, Krishna Chaitanya Doya Karaha Vicha Vicha Kore Chitte Pabichamakar. You like to think about so many things, you have to think about something. Why don't you think about this? This is nectar. Raga Devesha Vimuktaistu Vishanandresh Charan. We have the word Raga Anuraga. First, Raga means some attachment, and Anuraga. These are very, of course, these are things that come after praying. This is not just, but in the Gita, Krishna says we have vitaraga, we have to become free of attachment to this material world. Vitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya mamopa. Then we can take shelter of Krishna. But to get free of this attachment in the material world, the Bhagavatam is there. It is our means of conquest. One has to take full shelter of the Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Ashraya. There's so many things in here. They're unlimited. I'm sure Vishwanath could have written more. Even in this purport, it's unlimited. I think even in that probably Mukunda knows that shloka, or you know, in the this Vibhramasa Vibhrama, is it the Radhika Kataksha? There's one of the lines, Savibhrama. It's the same word. You know that? I was thinking that, but I couldn't remember the line. I don't know that, but and one of the lines talks about this. So twice this is used, Vibhrama. Vibhramai, other allurements. First it says Manorama, very charming. Vibhrama, other allurements. Smita Vibhrama, playful. So Bihara, these are the Bihar. Kunja Bihari, he's Gopi Janabalava Kunja Bihari, because he's playing. This is all the play. And how these gopis, how described by Kaviraj Goswami, they're feeling so much ecstasy, just arranging. They're thinking of Radha Krishna here. Actually, when Saraswati Thakur was asked about the particular pastime that Krishna disappeared, Krishna's looking for Radharani. Actually, his meditation became disturbed. He didn't want to hear the question. That's what Sridhar Maharaj had mentioned in his memories of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. One disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta asked about this particular pastime. Krishna searching for Radharani, Krishna disappearing, and he said, oh, you're finding some bhakti there? He said, he didn't want to hear about this Radharani disappearing, and he thought this disturbed his meditation on Radharani. He was so absorbed in it. But our absorption means that we study it, we don't artificially become absorbed, but we understand that how these gopis, without the gopis, without then Radha Krishna and Leela is not complete. Ta bir yeva nija rupataya kalabi kaya vyuha Radharani. Radharani is expanded into all these various gopis, manjaris, just to enjoy more. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing this bhav. This whole appearance is like that. Radha Krishna pranaya vikriti ladini shakti rasma ekatmana. Ekatmana means they're one. Originally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was one, but he expands. From time immemorial, he's expanded. Api bhuvi pura deha beda gatanto chaitanyakyam prakatam adunam anarpita charin charakurunayavatina kalao samarpaitam monotorujurasam. All these verses that Rupa Goswami presented before the devotees in his second meeting, and you can read in Ancha Lila, and he's describing this mood in the Vidagdha Manava. And Rupa Goswami, although he was declared the greatest poet, even by the greatest poets, like Ramananda Roy. You see, Ramananda Roy, we're reading on Saturday, his conversation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada thought that was so important, he wrote a whole book before he ever came to the West, Ramananda Sambhava. Such an important thing in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the very first thing he wrote. And even Ramananda Roy, discussing with Mahaprabhu, he had declared that Rupa Goswami, he was completely chamatkar, completely amazed. He said, we are wonderstruck at your poetic composition. So Rupa Goswami is describing also these moods of Radharani and Krishna, and this mood of poison, the snake charmer and the poison. Ahireva gatin, gatva, described like the movements of this prema is just like a snake, and Radharani is in such madness, Madanakya, that she's thinking, I am attracted by three persons. When I hear the name of Krishna, I'm so attracted to the name. But then when I hear the flute, I want to run after that sound. And when I think, even though I see a picture of Krishna, it sounds like that the gopis are not always seeing directly Krishna, but when they're seeing, like Radharani seeing a picture of Krishna, there's paintings like that also. When I see that image, then I'm mad after that image. So I want to give up my body. But even if I give up my body in separation of Krishna and I die here, Rupa Goswami is describing that in his poetry, that you please put my arms like creepers around a tamal tree, because the tamal tree is one of the great impetuses to remember Krishna. It's kind of a blackish tree. There's one that grows in the courtyard in Krishna Balaram Mandir. I think there's one growing there again. It died, grew back. And she said, just place me there. But then she said, no, I don't want to die. That might upset Krishna. So these things, these ecstasies, we can get a glimpse of by the mercy of our acharyas, Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jiva Goswami also. Jiva Goswami, in his introductory verse, he says that my Rupa Goswami, all of his verses are just like great palaces. You know, they're not just a verse. Each verse can be read and understood. It's a whole construction, just like that. A giant palace full of jewels that we can enter into it, walk in and walk around, relish them over and over. Pramada rasa taranga. This is nava nava rasa damanujata ramtamasi. At Yamacharya's verse, he says that this rasa is newer and newer. That's the difference between rag and anurag. That anurag means that the has become more and more flavorful. As they, this is sneha and pranaya and like that, until it becomes mahabhav. But it's difficult for us to enter into this mahabhav. We can hear about it. The Mahaprabhu's symptoms of ecstasy were not even described in the Vedas anywhere. Undescribable. That even people could see that the blood would come out of it, and the tears would come like syringe and hit people like from 15, 20 feet away. So we can't imagine this type of, but we can imagine it. That's what we can do. Mahaprabhu is going in the forest, inducing the animals to chant in Jarikanda forest. Prabhupada said, at least we can try to get the humans to chant. But if we're sitting home, the Harinam is going on, it would be very difficult for us to induce anybody. So therefore Prabhupada said, go out and chant. Otherwise this pramada, the word here is pramada, these girls, it's used for the gopis. It's also there that in many places in the Bhagavatam, this pramada means mad also. It can drive you mad. Without our meditation on these girls, gopikara, then our minds will automatically dwell in the material world. Prabhupada was lecturing on the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita in Hawaii in the 75. You can hear it, very heavy lectures. And he said, this demoniac nature in the 16th chapter. And he said, it's very easy to become demoniac. The mind will very easily, unless we get the association, satam prasangam, with the devotees. Satsanga chari kaino asate vilas te karane lagila karma bandhava. Narottam Das, he reminds us, he said, I gave up the association of the devotees and I've taken pleasure in the association of the ordinary persons. Therefore, I should have died. Ki sukha lagia, what happiness will I get in this material world? There is no happiness. But without any effort, our mind will immediately take us, if we don't have the association, bhakti sannivas, with the devotees, satam prasangam. We're small sparks. No one should become puffed up. How these gopis attain this position? Not by being this mana. This is a transcendental mana. Our mana, it was described yesterday in detail, is false pride. Dumbo darpo bimanas cha. abhiman, or thinking we're somebody in this material world, nonsense, identity. We have to give up that identity and understand, Jeev Krishna Das Avishvas, correlate to our Dukha Nai. You want your miseries forever? You want to give them up? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, E Matra Bhika Chai, I have only one thing I'm begging you. Why Bhaktivinoda should beg us anything? Beg from ordinary people. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is such a transcendental great personality. But he's begging. That, Jeev, just Vishvas, have faith. I'm telling you, you're Krishna Das, Avishvas. Then, correlate to all your misery in the material world will be gone. If you understand, Firche Neche Gornitai, that Gornitai are dancing all around Nadia. They're walking, they're dancing, and they're giving this Krishna Prema Pradayate. This Nam Prem. They want to decorate the entire world with this whole universe with Prem, just by giving the Nam. We could enter these pastimes. This is the key. So therefore Mahaprabhu says, Ashlishyabha Padaratam Panashtama, in the mood of these gopis, whether you embrace me or not, you come before me, Adarshanam, I don't see you, you embrace me, Ashlishyabha Padaratam Panashtamam, beat me down with your feet, Padaram Panashtamam, Adarshanam Armahatam, break my heart, Karotuvaya Tatata, whatever you decide, Krishna, then. So on our own, we cannot go to Krishna and say, okay, what are you? No, but we have to take the guru, the acharya, what he is giving, what instruction he is giving, and follow it strictly. Many people are very casual, everyone practically. Very few people, very staunch. The sannyasis, they want to follow strictly. Therefore, they've given up everything in this material world. And most of the people, they cannot take seriously. Prabhupada said, therefore, Krishna is not available for the casual devotee. He gave us warning. Tom bhakti yoga paribhavata hitsaroja. Hitsaroja. We want Krishna to sit on the lotus of our heart, just like these gopis. Tom bhakti yoga paribhavata. We have to become very serious. Tom bhakti yoga paribhavata hitsaroja. Asheshu te chitapato nanu. Not the Pumzong. Ikshe Shutekshita. Here the word is also used, glance or seeing. We want to see Krishna, get his glance, merciful sidelong glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Shuta, we have to hear this as much as possible. If we're not hearing this Bhagavatam, the holy name, transcendental sound. Shutekshita pato nananadavam. Yad yad dhya turi uraga. Then Krishna will appear. We'll get some glimpse. We want just some glimpse. Even Mahaprabhu himself, he's Radha Krishna. He is Rajendra Kumar, Sakshat Rajendra Kumar, non-different. He says, Na prema gandosti darapi mehara, krandami saubhagya. I don't have a cent, na prema gandosti. I don't have a cent of love. These gopis might be thinking like that too. Krishna left us. But by that obsession, they're constantly thinking of Krishna. Na prema gandosti. Ganda means a scent. Na prema gandosti darapi mehara sobhagya. I'm simply exhibiting krandami sobhagya, that's all. How do I know? How do we know? Because Mahaprabhu says, because I am living in this body. I'm still eating, I'm still walking, I'm still... We should also be thinking like that. Not even a cent, that will give us our impetus. This is the mentality Mahaprabhu is displaying. He doesn't walk in with a big stick. Sometimes Nityananda does that with the Mayavadis, with the Buddhists. He kicks them while they're meditating. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting by the foot wash to speak with Prakashananda, he was sitting just exhibiting his effulgence. He didn't have to do much. But then when they saw, they said, Nayana, our eyes are so pleased, Juraya Nayana, just by seeing you. He didn't even say anything. He was just sitting in the beginning. They invited him and he was sitting. They said, Aisha, Prabhu, why don't you come here? Why are you sitting down like that? Are you lamenting or something? So then they immediately, the leader, Prakashananda's main disciple, he was there, and he was, and just by seeing your effulgence, you are just like Narayan. So we cannot do that, but still we can follow Mahaprabhu's example and how to become he, what he's saying there. Nija Bhaktavas, Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala, that Mahaprabhu, that Krishna is purchased by this mood of the gopis, that they are feeling completely empty. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virayaname. Whole universe empty. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam. This whole jagat, sarvam jagat, all world is shunya. Empty. Of course, the shunyavadis, they have their philosophy. Everything's void. There's only void. But where our philosophy is also shunya. But we're thinking whole world's void without Krishna, without getting the association. So, but in these pages of the Bhagavatam, then we're getting Krishna Lila, Krishna, all these things, other allurements. Not only Bhagavatam, then Rupa Goswami is expanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before that, he was hearing the teachings of Chandidas and Vidyapati and Bilva Mangala Thakur. He was hearing all that. Always absorbed. All night. They would speak verses. They would chant japa for a while. Then somebody would recite a verse from 10th canto. And they would think about that, like one of these verses. It's described there by Sanatana Goswami in the end of the, what is that? Book, Gopa Kumara. Brihad Bhagavatam. All those verses, he's giving us 60 verses or something. Essence of 10th canto. Ecstatic verses. So this is what they're absorbed in. It's open for everybody. Nobody has to be left out. We can always bring our mind, doya korahok, to this mercy, to this leelas, to this sound vibrations. It's not closed for anybody. In fact, Prahlad Maharaj gives a nice description in his prayers that Sam Sevaya Suratarori Vite Prasada Sevana Rupa Mudeo Na Paravaratva Naisha Paravara Matir Na Paravaratva. He says, Naisham Paravara Matir Para Avara, that Krishna, he may be addressing Narsingadev, but Krishna, he doesn't see para avara, lower or higher. It's not that, okay, you don't get the mercy. No, that mercy is there. Just like some devotees would go to Prabhupada, they say, oh, Prabhupada, you're giving mercy, you know. He said, no, I'm not only giving you mercy, the mercy is there. Anyone could take the mercy. Mahaprabhu is giving the mercy. Samsara Dhavanala, Tranaya Karanya, Ganaganatvam, Kalyana. It's very auspicious. Raining clouds of mercy. So the Bhagavatam is there, raining the nectar on everybody. Some prefer not to open the book or to hear it or enter into it. Jatek vichare. The more we meditate on it, consider it, Kaviraj Goswami says, kori premadan, then you'll experience premadan. So therefore, Prahlad says, Sevana Rupa Mudaya Na Paravara. He says again the same. He says Paravara Avara, the first word, and again at the end of the verse, same thing. There's no consideration higher and lower, but it's based on Seva Anurupam. The more service you're doing, the more you, and what is that best service? Hearing, absorption. Some people say, you know, cutting down trees or, you know, something else might be the best service or whatever. There's so many things. But without hearing, Prabhupada said, people fall away. Some sannyasis were falling away. Prabhupada said, they're not hearing, they're not meditating. Therefore, there should be at least 5 classes a day. He said that in Hawaii. Just the time he was writing, finishing up, or not. Just, anyway, the 3rd chapter of the 8th canto. Therefore, there should be 5 classes a day. Sometimes Prabhupada said, 24-hour Bhagavatam. No sleeping. Simply so absorbed. And the acharyas showed that example. They were staying up all night chanting here. So there's some questions. His hand was up, but Maharaj got the etiquette. Unless he wants to.
Yeah, just to remind us, just a fundamental principle that Srila Prabhupada, and today I'm sure there are others following Srila Prabhupada, who not only accept service from disciples and then pass it along to Krishna, like we hear the announcement, those who have assisted their spiritual master in dressing the deities, but also accepts the love throughout, even from the very beginning with Satsvarupa Maharaj. It's not just mechanical, you type and you turn it in, but if you love me, I'll love you. And then even at the very end, that Prabhupada is just increasing, it is my duty to increase your love for me. At the end, driving the devotees crazy, saying, I'll go on a bullock cart.
I was there. I was sitting outside when the bullock cart conversations are going back and forth, you know, and I was sitting next to Bhagatji, who was very intimate with Prabhupada, you know. Although he wasn't initiated, but he was always talking to Prabhupada. He donated the land, so Prabhupada very much favored him. So I was sitting right next to him, outside where they had the generator. It just like two guys could sit there. I said, will Prabhupada go on the bullock cart? And he just looked at me. He was sitting on this side of me, on my left. I remember. And he just looked at me like, you know, he won't go. He didn't want him to go. In other words, he just said it very authoritatively. Like then I was convinced because it seemed like he might go.
Well, he said he wouldn't go.
Yeah, but when Bhagatji said that, I got the idea that he's not going, there's no way he's going, you know? Because Bhagatji was so intimate with Prabhupada. He won't go, like he was almost saying, like, you fool, he's not going to go. Not that, because others wanted him to go, but he didn't want him to go, so. Although Prabhupada said some pretty heavy things. Oh, I can die here, like, by Ravana, or I can die at the hand of Ramchandra, but, you know, how we take that is, we might take that in a mundane way.
Yeah, and just the trying to use that as an example of how we feel so distant from the mood of the gopis. I mean, at least I do. Most of us do. How could we love Krishna? I mean, it seems conceivable, but in our hearts, it seems so remote. At least for me. But then the idea of loving the gurus, it was Srila Prabhupada, it was not very difficult for devotees to actually feel love. And devotees were asking about what is love, and he was just saying that I tell you to do something, you'll do anything I say. So this is love, he said. And then there was that incident with Shuddha Kirti, and I said, I don't know, would you like to serve? The other thing is, it's just a question, I'm sorry to be so primitive. I mean, there are these exalted topics. So I'm trying to figure out at the very beginning of how the purport, I guess it was purport to the second verse is what you did.
That's the only purport. There's no purport in the first one.
Right. So I'm saying that we're hearing the narration is that Krishna has disappeared and the gopis are feeling separation and they're starting to go mad. But then the purport is describing that they're together.
Well, in madness, they're imitating, you know, sometimes one of them is described in another place, you know, little idea that they're imitating Shakatasura and the coward boy pastimes and baby pastimes, the different things that go on with Krishna. They're imitating various things, like somebody gets on someone's shoulders like a coward boy, somebody is a cart. They're so absorbed that one of them becomes a cart, the Shakat. And even that pastime, they're imitating all these pastimes.
So another thing they're meditating on is their intimate dealings with them is Vishnu Chakravarti.
So this man's next, and then we'll come to.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for emphasizing the importance of the Srimad Bhagavatam, raining the nectar. And we know that one of the five symptoms of, symptoms of pure love, right, is attraction for hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, isn't it?
Five basic principles.
Well, it's five Asfadyo symptoms of
sajati asya snigdei saru sanga satoga.
So you would think we'd want to increase our hearing time, not decrease it, as is becoming the tendency now.
You might get that idea. If you read any of these books, you get that idea real fast.
So anyway.
Okay, Mukunda.
That's right, symptoms of bhava, right. So now, we want to develop...
There's a preliminary symptom, you know, ato bhava, tato, it's below prema, but yeah, I mean, at least, that's a minimal. If you want to get to prema, then these nine things, avyakta kalatvam, manasunyata, no pride. If you want to understand the gopis' mana, then you have to be nirmana moha jita sangha. We heard that verse, nirmana moha jita sangha. Mukunda, you've got, I'm sure, something good to say.
Very nice class. In relation to Maharaj's question, this particular Ras Lila especially is like instructive of how prema develops. So the gopis have prema when they come into Krishna's Prakat Lila, but that prema is not yet mature, so it's going to go through stages. So in the initial stage of their meeting with Krishna and Ras dance, it has come to the point of man. This is not the same man like jealous anger man. This is the one you described in the verse, Ahir Eva Gati Premna Swabhava Kutila Bhavet. That naturally when love reaches a certain height, it becomes a little crooked. So by saying Tasam Tat Sabhagyamadam, they became intoxicated by the good fortune of having been selected to dance with Krishna. They have reached this level. So their Stai Bhav, their main feeling, has come to the point now of man. But the sthayi bhav of Madhurya Ras is Anurag. So Krishna showed them mercy, prasadaya, by disappearing, which now has brought their love to the next level, which is pranoy. By using this word taratmik in this shlok that you read, the second shlok, they've come to pranoy. This is why they're having this, I am like Krishna, the imitating Krishna's pastimes. This is pranoy in separation.
Later, so pranay, the definition, the difference between pranay and the previous stage is?
Man has two kinds of man. One man is in the crumb, in the development of prema. That is called like lalit man udat man. After that, pranay can come. Sometimes pranay can come before. But the other man is like spurned by ish. Isha means jealous anger, like Radhika's leaving the Ras dance has man. But hers is spawned by Ursha or jealous anger, which is a Sanchari Bhav. The gopis here, their Stai Bhav is still developing. So now in this chapter, it's coming to pranoy. When they get to Gopi Geet and they're with Radhika, it will come to Rag and Anurag. After that, the last verse of Gopi Geet, Krishna will reappear because now their Stai Bhav is at the mature or pukka, right?
But they had the word anurag here also in this verse.
Yeah, anurag here means like charming, like...
Just so general.
General, yeah.
Some vases.
Right.
Some
jas, like he's giving an example of parihas in the purport. He's describing those things. This is parihat basya or parihat alpa, you know, that they're joking like this or what. So this crumb is really important because it shows how praying progresses. Then in Gopi Geet, anurag, and then Krishna will return, and then from that time on, these gopis who were southern asiddhas, who have now come inside Ras, their prema will be mature now. By the time we get
so
to
these are the sadhana gopis.
Yes, Radhika's disappeared now.
So they're in the spotlight now.
They're now in the spotlight.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about this. Now, is that explained in any of the purports?
Also
no, I'm saying in Vishnath or anything, in purports of these chapters, these two different rasa dances and what happens. I'm not sure.
That's in Ramananda Samvad.
Right. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it's not in here.
No, in Ramananda Samvad it's there. Because Mahaprabhu asked to Ramananda Roy, when he mentioned this, that Krishna disappeared, he used the word antadiyata, which means Krishna kind of disappeared. So Mahaprabhu said, this is not proof that Radhika is superior to other gopis. Because if Radhika is superior, why did Krishna have to sneak away or disappear in some stealth way? So then he quoted the verse from Gita Govinda, Kam sari api samsara vasana bara shrinkala. Or Radhika is the shrinkala of Ras. And therefore, in Vasanti Ras, which is all Nityasiddha gopis, when Krishna left, tat tajav raja sundari, Krishna walked away in front of all, in front of their face. So Ramananda Roy told to Mahaprabhu, this is the proof of Radhika's superiority.
That's in the spring, in the Vasanti.
In the Vasanti Ras. Yes. So this Ras Lila, though, in Bhagavatam is for especially any sadhak to realize what is our sadhya, if we have that aspiration.
Well, we're kind of lucky to get, you know, here, but it's good to know the difference, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But, so, and Ramananda was claiming the whole time that he didn't know anything, that Mahaprabhu was simply playing the strings, and, but he knew. But yeah, Prabhupada mentions there was no devotee close to him in the entire India at the time.
So the one about the child had heard from him previously, they were friends.
But he didn't understand
it. He didn't understand it, yeah.
He said, wait a minute. You better go see Ramananda. He's the guy who knows this stuff.
Talking to him.
Yeah. All right, anything else? So everybody's gone, if they weren't gone before it started.
Says it one after the other.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, you're already happy to do it.